every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
Well, on the line now is Jamila Ahmed, Global Head of Currency Strategy at FXTM, of course, and Martin Strauss, Director of ShareNet Johannesburg, is in studio with us. Let's just kick things off with Jamil, as we always do on a Tuesday. Jamil, thank you so much for the time. The Randy last week, having gone very firmly below that 14 Rand mark, now sitting back at around 1430 or so. It doesn't seem to be getting any more strength, really, from the market. Is there a sense of stability, though, now?
Interesting question, and thank you so much for having me. I think what's going on is that the market's been taken back by another relentless round of buying momentum for the U.S. dollar. So yesterday, the U.S. dollar reached its highest level in around 1 year and a half, which has pressured global currencies around the world. I can't stress that enough. It's emerging market currencies have been hit by this news because you've got a stronger dollar that's always weighing on emerging markets. But even your major currencies like the euro have fallen to their weakest level since June 2017, approximately. So what we're seeing again is a dollar strength story, a lot of dollar divergence where traders just seem to want to pick up the dollar. Why? It could come down to two reasons. It's either optimistic central bank expectations from the Federal Reserve, but I do think this has been priced into the US dollar anyway quite some time ago, and it's not that much of a surprise that the Fed remain very upbeat on the US economy and central bank policy. Or there's some sort of anxiety in the air that perhaps the optimism that US and China were going to get a trade deal done as early this month maybe wasn't as sincere as what we thought. And there hasn't been any more updates on this news since we had that optimistic headline 2 weeks ago that Trump said that, you know what, they've got the potential to make a deal. And this suggests to me that investors might be piling up on the dollar because of concerns that trade tensions might highlight and raise up once again before they are scheduled to finally meet in Argentina later this month.
To circumnavigate the risks then for the emerging market space itself, would you then rather just, you know, straight up just head into the US dollar? Was there perhaps another way to perhaps look at avoiding the crunch that sort of is happening right now?
Generally speaking, the market environment in 2018, if you take away the first quarter, it has been that the dollar has been your go-to currency as a safe haven asset due to trade tensions, and the dollar has been the most highly bought. Gold also fell in line with dollar strength yesterday. So that's one safe haven asset we don't really see being as enticing as it would be in the past with market uncertainty. So that shows there is a lot of dollar strength because gold should be gaining more in uncertain times. Japanese yen, I would say this is the other safe haven asset that you can consider. Personally, I'm more favorable towards the yen than the US dollar, not because it offers that much more gains, but because it's very consistently performs as a safe haven asset. If there's market uncertainty, investors are very loyal towards the Japanese yen.
Jamil, appreciate your time there. Jamil Ahmed, Global Head of Currency Strategy at FXTM. Martin Strauss also joining us in studio, Director at ShareNet Johannesburg. Martin, yesterday equity news was a little bit glum. Vodacom came out with what I thought was a good set of earnings, but clearly the headline earnings per share number was read a little bit differently despite the one-offs that happened from one company to another.
Yeah, Arabile, I mean, first half profits down for Vodacom, 13.5% for the first half year on year. It has been weighed down by the issuance of new shares to reach black ownership targets. The market obviously a little bit concerned about that, dilutionary effects on the existing shareholders. It did raise its dividend payout, though, by about 1.3% or 3.95 Rand per share. And as we know, a lot of investors do buy Vodacom for the dividend, but I think the outlook for our major telecom players does look a little bit gloom going forward.
Yeah, that kind of hurts a little bit, right, when you consider the fact that MTN is also not going through the best of patches. They did, however, Vodacom, that has managed to get around 4.8 million subscribers in the 6 months to September, so that perhaps was a positive. But one that really got hammered yesterday, BAT, a really big one, British American Tobacco. How massive was that?
massive for our market. It's a big chunk of our Aussie component. Is Britishmaker Tobacco. It's one of our top companies on the bourse, and you know it's actually lost about 40% of its value so far this year. Now, interesting that they've only had two annual declines in the past 19 years, sure. And this year they're down 40%. And now it's a new sort of wave of negativity for the tobacco space as a whole, as the FDA is looking to ban menthol cigarettes. So they've done some studies where they found the teens who smoke menthols actually smoke two times that of what people would ordinarily smoke on normal cigarettes, sure. And they actually want to ban it completely. Now, Bats is the biggest, is the most exposed to this, as menthol cigarettes actually makes up 25% of its profits. So, yeah, it's got hammered by 11.3% yesterday.
Didn't actually know that. So, do you think BAT then is losing its defensive stock sort of name and credibility?
I think it's been a perfect storm for the tobacco sector as a whole, and probably Bats has been quite negatively affected by it. I still don't believe that, you know, people just stop smoking menthol cigarettes, even if it gets banned, that they won't convert to normal cigarettes. Yeah. I still believe that people will continue smoking. I don't think the tobacco volume numbers have actually declined over the last 10, 15, 20 years, even though people are more health conscious. We do find a lot of other markets that actually consume more tobacco. If we look at sort of Southeast Asia and in Europe as well, in some countries. So I still think Bats is probably a good buy at these levels. If I want to be buying when there's blood on the street, so to speak.
Yesterday we saw the tech stocks as well globally head downwards, and that seems to be hurting even the local stuff. Even the likes of Tencent, when you go out in Asia, seem to be hurting, and of course Naspers locally gets the brunt of that too. What's happening in that space? It used to be where the growth was at. Now it just seems to be, you know, getting hit as well.
No, absolutely. It's look, we must tell ourselves that it's run quite hard, that it might have been a little bit overheated if we look at it from the US aspect. But you know, not good news that Apple iPhone sales, that the outlook that's come from Apple looks weak. So we find that sort of tech stocks on the Nasdaq sell off. As a result, the tech stocks on the Nikkei and on the Asian markets, those that are linked to Apple, maybe up or down the supply chain. And then as a result, you know, Tencent falls and Naspers falls with it. So yeah. quite a contagion effect on the in the tech space at the moment. And hopefully we can see a reversal towards the end of the year.
Martin Strauss, Director, Chiana Johannesburg. Just some quick earnings news as well. Telkom has come out with their interim numbers as well. That's just come out a moment ago. Operating revenue up 5.2%, my apologies. Headline earnings per share, however, dropping down 3.3%. Mobile service revenue going up 53.8%. That's just a quick look at those earnings. Hopefully we can unpack them a little bit more a little later.